Brandon, first goal for Derry. Good time to get it.
Yeah, listen, I felt like it's been coming, you know, all year, but listen, I'm just happy that we're into the next round. That's all that matters at the end of the day, and looking forward to
a tough night. I'm saying to Rory about so many emotions, but you get there eventually.
Yeah, listen, the stadium was lit up tonight. The fans were absolutely outstanding, and they drove us on, and listen, we're delighted we're into the next round.
Danny, you're an old head here. You've seen all this before, but a great goal from yourself, and then you just push on, and Brandon gets a third, and then you must realise we're there.
Yeah, well, it shows the strength and depth of the squad, you know. So credit to the staff that's brought the players in. You know, both of us coming off the bench tonight and making an impact, scoring the goals to get us over the line. But like Brandon says, the result was all that mattered tonight. And I thought we deserved that over 120 minutes anyway.
The first half, it was just Derry, Derry, Derry. You get a goal and then you get a penalty. They have a man sent off. Patching hits a bar, and then the second half's a bit different. They kind of commanded a bit more. It was almost like a different Rovers came out.
Yeah, it was a strange game. They obviously changed their shape in the at half time, came out and they looked a lot more solid than they did in the first half. You know, like you said, we dominated completely in the first half. Disappointed, obviously, I'm sure, and I know Patch is disappointed in there too that he hasn't took the penalty, slotted away. Sorry, but like I said, it's. Credit to the whole squad in general. You know, like I say, it was the boys that came off the bench tonight made a big impact, and that's what it takes to get over the line in these cup games sometimes.
People call Rovers the best team in the country, Brandon, but you really put them to the sword tonight.
Listen, since we played them four times this year, you know, and we can count tonight, and with us, we felt the strongest team in all games. You know, we can see how we're playing. We're feeling strong when we play against them, and we just showed it here tonight, and we show what we can do, and listen, we're looking forward now to the last few games.
And luckily a home draw in the semi-final.
Listen, we don't care who we get or where we're playing, you know, we're happy that we're there. And yeah, we're just going to get ready for that now. Like, obviously we've Pat's coming up in a couple of weeks, and then all focus is on that then.
Danny, it's a cup town, Derry. They like the league title, but it's always been an FAA cup town. And again, one step closer to another chance at the final, barring, you know, disaster against Treaty.
Yeah, it's another step, but like Brandon says, we'll take the Treaty game very seriously. You know, it's a semi-final of the cup. They've obviously got their own merit, and like you say, it's an FA Cup team. Our town, it'll be if we were to apply ourselves and get ourselves into the final, it will be a kind of case of a last out, turn the lights off kind of thing, you know. And hopefully that tonight as well, they get the you know, come down the league as well. The fans keep coming out their numbers, like they were unbelievable tonight, and that really drove us on, you know. And like I say, we've a nice semi-final. Look forward to now, and then, but we're not looking at anything beyond that.